NAPAC, the National Association for People Abused in Childhood. Was it really abuse? Things started to change when they got married, and over the next few years, I got more and more aware of him touching me in ways I wasn't completely comfortable with. Odd things he would say to me would make me stop and think. I'm sorry, it's because you're so beautiful. I love you like I love your mum. Was it really abuse? Can I call it abuse? It wasn't sexual abuse. It wasn't rape, so I'm not sure if it counts as abuse. Why is most of the support for survivors of sexual abuse? What about the rest of us who were abused in other ways? It only happened the one time and it wasn't really serious, so why do I feel so bad? Others have been abused far worse than me. I was one of the lucky ones, really. Maybe they didn't mean to do it. Maybe they couldn't help it. Do females abuse as well as males? Abuse is defined as something which causes significant harm. So if you are still struggling with what happened to you, and if the memories of what happened still bring you pain or distress, then sadly you were abused. It doesn't have to be sexual abuse for you to call it abuse and for you to get support. The media tend to focus on sexual abuse. At NAPAC, we know that sexual abuse is a massive problem, but we also know it's not the only problem. We know from experience that other forms of abuse, physical, ritual, emotional, and neglectful, are also very damaging to the individual. That's why NAPAC is dedicated to supporting survivors of all types of abuse, not just sexual abuse. There are still pitifully few resources in the UK for survivors of childhood abuse. A lot of the support that is available is for survivors of sexual abuse. Again, this tends to be because of the media's focus on sexual abuse. Once is too much. The result is that attention is frequently diverted away from the other forms of abuse, which we know still exist and are just as harmful. Society hasn't yet seen the significance of other types of abuse. This needs to change. With many types of abuse, there is no physical evidence. The emotional impacts of abuse are not so easily fixable because people can't see them and people aren't talking about them. It's a catch-22, really. People are only likely to talk about the emotional impacts of abuse if there is support available. But there isn't any support available because people aren't talking about it, so the need hasn't yet been highlighted. It doesn't have to be rape for you to call it sexual abuse and for you to get support. There are many ways in which children are sexually abused. Being forced to watch pornographic films or being talked at in a sexual way, for example, all constitutes sexual abuse. It doesn't have to be rape to be sexual abuse. It doesn't have to have happened more than once for you to call it abuse and for you to get support. There is no minimum requirement of the number of times abuse occurs for you to be allowed to call it abuse. Once is too much. All abuse is bad. At NAPAC, we hear from people who have been abused on a single occasion and are struggling to cope. We hear from other people who have been abused many times throughout their childhood, who seem to be finding things easier to handle. There is no hierarchy of abuse. There is no grading of what was better or what was worse. All abuse is bad, whether it happened once or whether it happened 1,000 times. It can leave you feeling equally bad and in need of support. There will always be someone out there who seems to be worse off in life than ourselves. We all have a tendency to say that what happened to us was insignificant when compared to the experiences of others. But let's not go there, because diminishing our own experience of abuse really only serves to play into the hands of abusers. All abuse is bad. Let's not minimise what happened to us. Let's not overstate what happened to us. Let's just state the reality. The reality that it was very bad, it shouldn't have happened, it has devastating consequences, and we have a right to move on. What happened to you is worth you getting support, and you don't have to make it sound any worse than it was. What happened to you was bad enough for you to deserve support. It's a sad fact. Both males and females can be abused, and both males and females can be abusers. Abuse isn't a gender issue. Males abuse males. Males abuse females. Females abuse males. Females abuse females. It's all abuse. The fact that females also abuse can come as a big shock to some people. Women are traditionally seen as the caring, nurturing gender. Women are seen as the people who bring children into the world and look after them. Unfortunately, we know from experience that sometimes females abuse. It's a sad fact. Child abuse is always a choice. Child abuse isn't about compulsion, illness, or misfortune. It's about making choices. People who abuse children always make a choice to do so, and that choice is never justifiable. Even if an abuser had suffered horrific childhood abuse themselves, it is never an excuse for them to pass that on. People who abuse children always know what they are doing. It's always a choice, and it's always the wrong choice. At NAPAC, we have no sympathy with abusers and their apologists. Abuse doesn't happen accidentally. Sometimes it's not easy to see that what happened to us was abusive. A useful exercise may be to imagine a child, at the age that you were at, going through the experience that you'd been through. Would you call what was happening to that imaginary child abusive? If you would, then what happened to you was also abusive. And you can call it abuse. For years, it seemed like I was getting nowhere. I reported my story to the police. They could do nothing. I told my mum the story, and my behaviour at that time made more sense to her. But then one day, I realised my frightening nightmares, waking soaked in sweat and screaming, had stopped. NAPAC. The National Association for People Abused in Childhood. If you are a survivor of abuse, or someone who supports a survivor, have a look at the NAPAC website for more information and support. www.napac.org.uk or call our National Free Phone Support Line 0800 085 3330. Sponsored by AO Law. With grateful thanks to Film Phonics. NAPAC is a registered charity, number 1069802, and is lottery funded.